Hello, everyone. It's Julie Sharatnam, Crow's daughter, and I'm going to read a little essay that I wrote about Burdock. Burdock Teacher, it's called. The first thing I notice is the leaves coming up out of the ground. Even though they are just emerging, they are large and create a powerful presence right away. They grow and grow, and sometimes in the middle of the garden, they can be as long as 3 feet. The message is about being deeply rooted. The message is about stillness in the midst of chaos. The message is always powerful and also sublime. Burdock is said to be the most yang of all plants. A plant this strong and this subtle, this potent and this nourishing, must be female. Is yang masculine? Is yang masculine? Yang is dynamic. Yang is active. Yang is demonstrative. Yang is not masculine. I liken Burdock to the Dark Mother. She is a strong healer. Her magic and healing is long-lasting. She doesn't hit you over the head to heal you. She takes her time and nurtures a strong and long-lasting change. She must be reckoned with to receive her healing. One must dig and dig, moving dirt, shoveling, forking, on hands and knees, then up again to loosen more ground. When you get to the bottom of Burdock, and sometimes that is 2 feet in the earth, the root simply lifts out. At the end is a little knob, like a finger, grasping the earth. I mostly make vinegar from the burdock root, dug before the end of November. This yields plenty of inulin in the root, which makes for a beautiful tonic for skin, for digestion, for immune system, and for nervous system. This vinegar is food, tonifying food. You may put it on your salad or over your greens. You may also put a little bit in water and drink it. When harvesting plants for food and for medicine, I always ask permission of the plant. I listen and I wait for the go-ahead. This cultivates a relationship between me and the plants. I offer gratitude to them when I complete my harvest. When I dig a plant up by the roots, I am giving death. Just like I would butcher an animal, I am removing the plant from the life-giving soil. I am so thankful for this powerful and sublime relationship with Burdock. She is my teacher. I have read that burdock will heal chronic skin conditions very slowly and deeply. I have heard that burdock loves the liver and gives tonic doses, and giving tonic doses of burdock vinegar, tincture, or tea will allow the liver to work optimally. The plants offer themselves for so much, really. Here is a list of things you can craft with burdock. Vinegar and tincture with the root, chopping the root and drying it and storing for teas through the winter, roasting the root and making an inulin-rich beverage for times when you just ate way too much rich food. Chop burdock up and put it in your soup or stir-fry. In Japanese grocery stores, they call it gobo. Burdock offers stillness in the midst of chaos. Imagine that you are a burdock plant, growing from a small seed, roots searching down and down into the earth, leaves stretching and encompassing the land around where it grows, flowers brilliant, thistle-like and purple, seed heads latching onto any passerby, absolutely determined to continue. Everything about you is large and demonstrative, and yet you are satisfied to be a weed. Burdock's medicine is sturdy and calming, is healing and nourishing, is subtle and deep. So experiment with a journey to your rootedness. This is a shamanic listening exercise. Lay down, feet pointing towards the center of the room. Imagine a tree that you are familiar with. You are standing before the tree. You find an opening at the base of the tree, and you go through it and begin to travel down its roots. You can continue and travel down the roots of this tree and then past the roots. A place will open up for you. What does it look like? Explore it a bit. This place is the rootedness of the tree and is also your rootedness. When this is complete, offer gratitude to the tree and return the way you came to be standing before the tree again, and you can open your eyes. May burdock bless you. May your journey into autumn bless you, and may it be in beauty. Blessed be.